If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, this is Alan Titchmarsh talking today about echiums, those glorious tall blue, white or sometimes even pink spires that you see often in gardens by the sea and in the milder counties of Britain. We do have a native echium, Echium vulgare, the viper's bugloss. You can see that growing wild in the countryside, but those of us who have gardens envy these enormous great 10 or 12 foot spires of glorious flowers that are wonderful at attracting bees. Now, there is one great hazard to these tall echiums and their varieties of Echium pininana, and that is that they're not fully hardy, which poses problems for inland gardens and certainly gardens in colder areas. But you can grow them in pots. It's tricky and they'll need a big pot, and you'll need to bring them inside in winter because the problem with them is that they're not frost hardy. I grow them outdoors in my garden on the Isle of Wight, right next to the Solent. Milder counties in the south and west, and perhaps even in central London, there too you can get them through the winter. But as soon as a bit of a frost comes, they perish. There are ways round this. Let's talk about raising them from seed. They are incredibly easy. Outdoors, they seed themselves, and you'll find a rash of seedlings coming up under a mature plant. The plants themselves, if we're talking about pininana, which is the main variety that I think most people love, this tall, stately, spectacular spire, they are monocarpic. Now, what that means is that they die after flowering. They flower once and then perish. The thing about them is they take usually at least 2 years and probably three, sometimes even four, to get to flowering size. But when they do, boy, are they spectacular. If you're not in an area where they seed themselves naturally outside and you can transplant them, then sow them as you would any bedding plant in a greenhouse in April or May with a temperature of, well, anything between sort of 15 and 20 degrees Celsius. You'll get a rash of seedlings up. You can then pot them on. Now, they have a sort of taproot. Don't be alarmed when once you've potted them on or potted them up or even dug them out the garden, these seedlings, and put them in pots, they will wilt ferociously. You'll think, oh, glory, I'm going to lose it. Ignore them. Well, I say ignore them. I mean, just stick with it, because they will sit up after about a week and keep on going. And that's something you can do with seedlings in the garden come late summer. If you've got some seedlings in the garden then, and you know they're not going to get through the winter, pot them up, stick them in a frost-free greenhouse. As I say, they'll look pretty sad for a week or more, but then they'll perk up and you can get them through the winter. You can just keep potting them on if you know your garden won't support them through the winter. Just keep them in a bigger and a bigger pot, except it gets really quite difficult to lift them into the greenhouse come the autumn when they're that big. But if you want echiums and you're in a cold area, that's what you've got to do. They are smashing plants. I love them because they smack of summer holidays, don't they? If you've been to Devon or Cornwall, well, they grow like weeds, or Vent Botanic Garden on the Isle of Wight, ditto. You sort of sigh, rather like I sigh, as I have a garden on chalk, when I see gardens full of rhododendrons. But you can get away with echiums, provided you just make sure that during the winter they're not frosted. And that way, you too can admire these spires, though you might need a bit of muscle if those pots get very large.
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.